Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book Mayo Clinic Guide to a Healthy Pregnancy. Third edition is an evidence-based pregnancy reference written by Myra J. Wick and Mayo Clinic contributors for expectant parents who want medically grounded, practical guidance from conception through the newborn period. As a nonfiction health guide, its purpose is not to offer abstract theory, but to organize pregnancy care into a clear, usable format that helps readers understand bodily changes, prenatal testings, common symptoms, labor, postpartum recovery, and early infant care. The third edition reflects current medical knowledge and updates the material with newer attention to genetic screening, mental health, pelvic health, and inclusive language for a broader range of families. Its structure is designed to reduce confusion during a period that is often medically complex and emotionally demanding. Rather than assuming prior knowledge, the book explains what happens month by month, why clinicians recommend certain tests or behaviors, and how to respond to common concerns in a way that supports informed decision-making. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, month-by-month pregnancy structure makes medical change easier to follow. One of the book's most useful features is its month-by-month organization, which turns pregnancy from an overwhelming timeline into a sequence of understandable stages. This structure is more than a formatting choice because it mirrors how pregnancy is actually experienced, gradual physical changes, fetal development milestones, and shifting clinical priorities. Readers can compare what they feel in their own bodies with what is typically expected at each stage, which helps separate normal variation from issues that may need medical attention. The format also supports practical planning, since each stage introduces different questions about nutrition, appointments, testing, symptom management, and preparation for delivery. By linking maternal changes to fetal development, the book helps readers understand pregnancy as a shared biological process rather than a list of isolated symptoms. That makes the information easier to retain and easier to use during appointments, when specific questions often arise quickly. Secondly, prenatal testing and genetic screening are explained as informed choices. The guide gives significant attention to prenatal care, especially current genetic screening and prenatal testing options. This matters because many pregnancy books mention tests without clarifying their purpose, limits, or place in clinical decision-making. Here, the emphasis is on understanding why a test is offered, what it can and cannot tell parents, and how it fits into routine obstetric care. That approach reduces fear and confusion, especially for readers encountering screening decisions for the first time. The book does not treat testing as a one-size-fits-all sequence. Instead, it frames it as part of a broader discussion with healthcare providers. This is important because prenatal tests can raise emotional and ethical questions, not just medical ones. By presenting the topic in a medically authoritative but accessible way, the guide helps readers participate more confidently in conversations about risk, reassurance, follow-up care, and individualized prenatal planning. Thirdly, practical symptom relief is paired with evidence-based lifestyle guidance. The book balances broad health advice with specific support for common pregnancy discomforts. Its discussion of diet, exercise, and everyday habits is grounded in the idea that pregnancy care is not only about avoiding problems, but also about maintaining strength and stability throughout the process. Readers are given guidance on how to stay active, how to eat in ways that support both maternal and fetal health, and how to approach common issues such as morning sickness with treatments that have a clinical basis. This practical orientation is important because pregnant readers often face a flood of conflicting advice from family, social media, and commercial sources. The book helps filter that noise by keeping the focus on evidence-backed choices. Rather than promising perfect control over symptoms, it explains what can realistically help, what may be worth discussing with a clinician, and how lifestyle decisions can support healthier daily functioning during pregnancy. Fourthly, mental health is treated as a core part of prenatal and postpartum care. A notable strength of the book is its direct attention to depression, anxiety, and stress during pregnancy and after birth. Many pregnancy guides emphasize physical milestones while giving mental health only brief treatment. But this book treats emotional well-being as part of standard care. That matters because pregnancy and early parenthood can involve hormonal change, sleep disruption, uncertainty, and identity shifts that affect mood and coping. The guide helps readers recognize when ordinary worry may be moving toward a more serious concern and encourages timely help seeking rather than silence or self-blame. Its postpartum focus is especially important because symptoms can intensify after delivery, when attention often shifts to the baby and the parent's needs are minimized. By including stress management and guidance on when to reach out, the book reflects a realistic understanding of pregnancy as both a physical and psychological experience. This makes it more useful than guides that discuss mental health only as an afterthought. Lastly, labor, postpartum recovery, newborn care, and pelvic health are treated as one continuum. The book stands out for extending its practical scope beyond childbirth into the early weeks of parenting and bodily recovery. It explains labor and delivery in a way that helps readers understand the process and the range of possible experiences, then moves into postpartum realities such as newborn feeding, childcare costs, and the transition into parenthood. This is valuable because many readers want not just a birth plan, but a realistic picture of what happens immediately afterward. The added emphasis on pelvic strength and pelvic health is especially important, since pregnancy and childbirth can have lasting effects that are often under-discussed in mainstream advice books. By treating recovery and newborn care as part of the same continuum, the guide avoids the false idea that childbirth is the endpoint of pregnancy education. It instead prepares readers for the fact that the most demanding adjustment often begins after delivery, when physical healing, infant care, and family adaptation all happen at once. In conclusion, Mayo Clinic Guide to a Healthy Pregnancy, 3rd edition, is best suited for expectant parents who want a medically reliable, up-to-date, and highly organized pregnancy guide rather than a personal memoir or a lightly curated advice book. It is especially useful for readers who want to understand prenatal testing, manage common symptoms with evidence-based strategies, and prepare for both labor and the early postpartum period with realistic expectations. Healthcare professionals may also find it useful as a patient-facing reference because it translates clinical information into clear, accessible language without losing medical seriousness. What distinguishes this book from many similar titles is its combination of Mayo Clinic authority, inclusive framing, and full-spectrum coverage from conception to newborn care. It does not focus narrowly on birth alone, nor does it reduce pregnancy to a list of do and do not rules. Instead, it offers a structured explanation of what is happening, why it matters, and how to respond thoughtfully. That balance makes it stand out in the pregnancy guide category as both practical and credible. If you would like to support Dr. Myra J. Wick, MD, PhD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.